Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about dispose the heavy equipment that is not in use. Again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. All right. Here we go on to the podcast. Heavy equipment being such an expensive item are out of the reach of small-time contractors or newbie businessmen who have just entered the profession. They are always in the search for the big construction houses who are willing to sell their heavy equipment at a dirt cheap rate. If the machine is in good order, these small companies also become ready to pay a premium. Therefore, if you are among that lot who has the heavy equipment that is not in use and want to dispose it off, the best option would be to sell it off to these small construction companies. We all like to make some money if we are at all selling a used item. It is not difficult when it comes to disposing heavy equipment. But the point to ponder is how you transform your old machine into a new one so that the people will have confidence to buy in it and paying good price for that equipment. We will be discussing a few pointers that are essential when it comes to selling your heavy equipment. Number one, get the machine repaired before you talk about reselling it. It is pretty obvious that the heavy equipment will not be in order if it has not been put to work for the last many days, and you have to shell some money to get it repaired and running. You have to be cautious about advertising the product and should only start talking about reselling when you are sure that the equipment is in good working order. Excuse me. If you start talking about it before it's repaired, then you might have people willing to see it, and then you have to tell them the truth. It causes negative impact on your mind, on their minds, and they may find this to be a complete waste of time for them. You also lose a good prospect that could have bought your machine. Next, take the service of an expert to repair the machine. If the machine you want to sell was at idle for a good number of days due to severe complications, then you should seek help of an expert mechanic who can check the machine and let you know how long it's going to take for him or her to fix it. Other than this, he may also tell you about the amount you need to shell out for getting it fixed. An expert hand on your machine will always fruitfully because that it's going to increase the life of the machine, which in other words allow you to increase the price of it. You can also paint the machine if it has an old look or put some jazzy new stickers on it that will make it look attractive. You can make sure that the imagination and can adapt innovative ideas to make the machine look good and catch a great price, so when you're trying to sell it. And finally, spread the word in all your circles. Once the equipment is ready to sell, all you got to do is persuade across the newspapers, the internet, machinery trader, websites, you name it out there. Create it on your own website. These days, internet is the best option for people to buy these things online. They will check your heavy equipment machinery online, and if at all they are interested, they will contact you. By doing this, you'll be ready to sell off your equipment at a decent price, and you will be a happy camper. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.